Welcome to the MUFG FX Weekly podcast with Derek Halpeny, Head of Research, Global Markets EMEA and International Securities. It's Tuesday, 14th April 2020, and we're publishing this podcast on MUFGEMEA.com, Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
So Derek, the COVID situation seems to be slowly improving. What do you think the markets are watching most closely?
Yes, you're right. You know, I think certainly new cases and the rate of change in total deaths from COVID, definitely the direction is going in the right direction. And the UK and the US are a little bit behind. But at this point in time, certainly the picture is slowly improving. I think going forward from here, you know, it's all about the economy and lockdowns for the financial markets. And in that sense, the timing of lockdowns being reversed is important. And we're beginning to see some signs of that. But I think two very important factors in determining governments' policies in terms of timing and how lockdowns will evolve. Number one is the rate of recoveries versus new cases of COVID. And that's important because of what it means for capacity in state healthcare systems. And if you're in a situation where the rate of recoveries are picking up and starting to pick up at a faster pace than new cases, that implies basically that you are expanding capacity in your domestic healthcare system. And that to me is going to be very important for shaping governments' attitudes towards reversing lockdowns. And in that sense, we're in a very good situation in Germany, Switzerland and Austria in Europe, where in all three of those countries, the daily increase in recoveries from hospital are larger than the daily increases in new confirmed cases of COVID. And no coincidence that Germany this week is going to formally announce on Wednesday some outlines on reversing lockdowns. And again, Austria has already done so. And this week, more retail outlets are opening up. So I think that is an important determinant. The good news for Spain is that from a just purely recoveries, Spain is showing the largest recoveries. Unfortunately, new cases are still outpacing recoveries in Spain, but we're very close to flipping to the same as Germany, Switzerland and Austria. So that would also be very good news. The second is testing capacity. And I think that's crucial as well. And French President Macron, in announcing the extension of the lockdowns in France, made a commitment that by the end of the lockdown period in May, that the capacity would be there for testing the population at large. And that to me is an indication that an integral part of reversing lockdowns is going to be the ability to shift the strategy towards testing and essentially virus hunting and chasing where the virus goes to try and stem the spread. So I think testing capacity will be crucial. And on that front, Germany is still well ahead. But in Europe, what concerns me is the UK, where Matt Hancock has promised to have 100,000 tests per day by the end of this month. And we're looking nowhere close to getting to that. And indeed, we've gone to a smaller amount, 14,000, just over 14,000 on the 13th of April. And that's down from 16,000 last week. So, we're well off that for the UK. And in that sense, it's somewhat disappointing. Also, the recovery rate, going back to the first point, the recovery rate in the UK is extremely low and well off the rates of recoveries in the rest of Europe. So from the perspective of recoveries and testing capacity, there's certainly a case that the UK needs to be far, far more cautious in reversing its lockdowns than what we're getting in the rest of Europe.
Okay, so what are the timeframes for lockdown ending and what do you think that'll look like, Derek?
Well, it seems to be playing out April. You know, we've had some reversals already, like Spain, for example, has allowed some additional sectors to go back to work, in particular construction. But I've spoken to people in Spain, and the restrictions are still very, very extreme. And the ability to move around is very limited unless you are specifically able to go to work. So some easings in Spain, but you know, not very much. Austria, as I mentioned. But I think it looks like lockdown is going to continue pretty much as we are through the month of April. And then over the first 10 days of May, we're going to start getting more and more reversals. Sorry, I mentioned Germany is going to announce some reversals this week, but Germany's in a much better position than elsewhere. So I think it'll be well into May before we start to see these lockdowns being reversed. And then it's going to be perhaps by sector, similar to something like what Spain is doing, where certain sectors, certain workers are going to allow to go back, and then gradually over weeks allowing to a situation to evolve where larger numbers are able to kind of be in the same vicinity. But I do think that large crowds is something that is going to be well into the distance and well into June, if not July, August. So that being an integral part of services economic activity, where there's a striving to be busy, being busy means having crowds, and there's going to be significant restrictions on that probably well through into the summer. So while we're going to see these reversals start to unfold in May and into June, it's going to be some time before we're back to anything that would be described as anything close to normal.
And what does all that mean for financial markets and FX in particular, Derek?
Well, you know, all of the good news that we've mentioned there in terms of the new cases and the rates of deaths slowing, that's now well in the price. And I think that the moves into lockdowns, that is going to help to improve economic activity slowly going forward. Investors seem to have focused on the good news. And I think equities where they are now look pretty rich and you know, pretty expensive, considering the risks of some of these reversals, maybe reversals and lockdowns, maybe having to stop and go back into greater lockdowns. There's an example in China, for example, where certain tourist attractions opened in Shanghai, but have now closed in the last couple of days because of risks of a re-escalation and spread of COVID. And I think that's going to play out in Europe and the United States as well. So, you know, the equity markets are up 23% from the lows on the 23rd of March. Okay, we're still down over 19% from the record high on the 19th of February. But considering how sporadic these reversals of lockdowns are going to be and how prolonged we think they will be, as I said, equity markets look a little bit rich from here, and the risks we think are to the downside. So from an FX perspective, if we go back into some declines in equities, then, you know, the dollar is likely to hold in and remain at these levels or strengthen further. But I think the Fed, going back to what I've said to you before, the Fed have done a huge amount to supply dollars into the markets. And, you know, we had the data from the Fed last Thursday showing that the swap lines with central banks around the world increased by another $58 billion last week to a total of $385 billion outstanding. And interestingly, in the Fed data, it also showed that the loan facilities, primary credit, for example, those weren't really utilized last week. And that tells you that the extreme financial market conditions have eased considerably. And that opens up the avenue for the dollar to weaken. But given what I've just said about the equity markets being relatively elevated, considering the risks going forward, I wouldn't be banging the drum for selling the dollar just yet. I still think there's a phase of dollar strength that lies ahead of us. Maybe euro dollar getting back down to the 106 level. So not a big move to the downside from here. And if we do get that move and another equity market correction, then I think we could be in the realms of a kind of a bigger move to the downside for the US dollar going forward, but not quite there yet.
Thank you for listening to the MUFG FX Weekly podcast. Rate, review and subscribe on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back next week for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.